Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. With COVID-19 cases skyrocketing, Governor Kevin Stitt addressed the media Thursday afternoon to talk about how the state was dealing with record increases. But as State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, his administration isn't overly concerned with the levels.
The state's seven-day rolling average for COVID-19 cases peaked Thursday at 565. But Stitt says the increases are expected, and state leaders will continue to rely on individuals taking the right actions to fight the coronavirus that's already killed at least 410 Oklahomans.
I'm going to protect our freedoms as Oklahomans, but I need your help in this. Take the personal responsibility to protect yourselves, your family, and our most vulnerable.
Those responsibilities include several basic steps the state has encouraged for months.
Wash your hands frequently, stay home when you're sick, maintain physical distances, and consider wearing a mask in public when maintaining physical distance is not possible.
Stitt says a mask mandate won't come from the state, so individuals need to take action themselves to keep COVID-19 from spreading. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health has launched a new COVID-19 alert system that offers the public and local elected officials a clear method to recognize and communicate the current COVID-19 risk level in each county and to guide health behaviors. Each color category is based on daily new cases per 100,000 population. The color-coded county map will be updated every Friday as part of the agency's 11 a.m. situation media advisory and will be based on the seven-day rolling average. OSDH will deem a county as in a high-risk phase if the county is reporting more than 14.39 daily new cases per 100,000 residents, and if one or more of four thresholds occur in the state within a given week. This new alert system is subject to revisions. Guidance for each risk category is available for individuals, businesses, high-risk individuals, and children on the COVID-19 dashboard at coronavirus.health.ok.gov. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hello, my name is Sue Hokanson, and I'm the manager at Quartz Mountain Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. With the passing of the 4th of July, triple-digit temperatures are to be a part of our life for the next month or so. The high temperatures combined with high humidity have already triggered a heat advisory warning through 7 p.m. Saturday, July 11th. For those of us in far southwestern Oklahoma, heat index on Saturday may be near 112 degrees. Drink plenty of non-caffeinated and non-alcoholic drinks. Stay out of the sun, in the shade as much as possible. Staying in an air-conditioned room is even better. Do not leave anyone unattended in the car for any length of time, not pets, children, nor the elderly. Leave no one in an unattended vehicle. It can quickly become deadly. Check often on your neighbors and your relatives. Bring pets inside during extreme heat and provide lots of fresh, clean water. Do not over-exercise your pet or yourself during the high heat. If you work out or spend time outside, take extra precautions to reschedule strenuous activities in the early morning or evening as much as possible. If you're planning on hiking here at Quartz, get started as soon after sunrise as possible. The granite rocks retain a lot of heat. The rocks on south-facing slopes may be more than 25 degrees hotter than the air temperature. Wear light-colored and loose-fitting clothing as much as possible. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Remember, heat exhaustion symptoms include heavy sweating, clamminess, thirst, and a rapid but weak heartbeat, while heat stroke symptoms are a fast and strong heartbeat, decreased urination, and decreased sweating. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. Let's all do all we can to stay safe during these hot, hot days. For KCCU, I'm Sue Hokanson, Park Manager at Quartz Mountain Nature Park in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.